Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This story out of Kansas City.
I would encourage you to take a look at KMBZ's Facebook page so you can see a picture of the art sculpture we are referring to in the story. We actually saw this out of WGN first, and they pulled this out of Fox 4. An art sculpture in a Kansas City neighborhood has some people very upset because they say it is attracting kids to the yard of a registered sex offender. This is the Blue Hills neighborhood. It's kind of in an area east of UMKC near Swope Park. They said a bike sculpture is drawing lots of attention from kids, but they say that is not a good thing. The hanging bike sculpture in his yard looks like a regular piece of art. A woman who regularly visits the neighborhood with her children to see her family is part of the group who wants the structure to disappear. The woman told Fox 4, they got my attention with the bikes hanging up there. I thought it was art. I thought it was nice. But if it got my attention, it'll get a child's attention. The problem is that the man who lives there and whom neighbors say built the structure is on the Missouri sex offenders list.
Oh,
I am looking at the Missouri sex offender registry for this guy. His name is Fidel Nunez Reyes. He was most recently convicted of statutory rape in 2004. It also, I can't tell from looking at this if there is one charge or two, because there's a 2002 date and a 2004 date.
There's the offense he was busted
and
for.
And the plea. So the plea came 2 years later.
Came, yeah, 18 months, yeah.
Here's the important thing. Wicket, do this math. How old was he when this happened?
45.
Okay, that's the problem.
Because he was born in 1957.
And the victim at the time was 13 or 14. This was not a case of an 18-year-old that slept with a 14-year-old. You know,
right,
this was
right,
not a case of
right.
two minors. This was not a case of urinating in public. This was not one of those cases that everybody... This was a genuine case of statutory rape.
A 45-year-old had sex with a 13-year-old.
Yes, and was convicted. And so this is legit why we have a sex offender registry. And again, it was a minor. Neighbors said he has lived in this Woodland Avenue house for about 3 years. Other residents there say they wish Nunez Reyes would have told them about his status. We'll debate that in a minute.
That's a separate conversation.
The woman said, I feel like the children aren't safe around here. I don't feel like the kids are safe because he still never said anything. People who frequent the area said along the sculpture, Nunez Reyes needs to leave the neighborhood. They said they need to move away from here and don't need to be here. Fox 4 reached out to the man who built the sculpture. He did not answer the door. Neighbors say there is a lot of kids in the area. Paseo Academy High and King Elementary Schools are just a few blocks away. Jackson County Sheriff's Department was contacted. They have not responded. Let me point one thing out real fast. Anybody can and should go on to the sex offender registry where you live and find out what sex offenders are in your neighborhood. Now, we can debate, and if anybody wants to weigh in on this, go for it, 576-7798, about whether a sex offender should be notifying you as the neighbor that they are moving in. Now, they don't have to tell you. They do have to notify their probation officer or whomever where they are. They do have to keep that status updated of where they are living. I don't know if it's probation or who it is, but there's somebody in law enforcement they have to keep updated on where they're living, because they do, the sheriff's office will do sweeps every so often to see if sex offenders are living where they say they are, because there are rules about where you can live as a sex offender. So neighbors are upset about this sculpture, saying that because he is a registered sex offender, and again, legit, you know, registered sex offender.
45-year-old had sex with a 13-year-old.
And was convicted. That he should take down this sculpture that is attracting kids to his house. Wicket, when you were gone, I can't remember why, you might have been ill, I can't remember, but when we did the show out, Dan Weinbaum and I did the story about, I can't remember, this is Lee Summit, can't remember exactly where, but there was, or Independence, where there was talk about bus stops, kids' bus routes that had bus stops that were in front of homes or next to homes where sex offenders lived.
Okay.
And there was concern about putting kids, you know, in the path of closer to registered sex offenders, where they would be more vulnerable. Not everybody on the sex offender registry is a threat.
And this, not everybody on that list did something inappropriate with a child.
But some did.
Mm-hmm,
let's
right.
not assume that the norm is urinating in public.
Right. That's a lot of excuse.
That's the first place everybody goes.
Yeah, I know.
But that's not the norm. The norm is you did something criminal that is a sex offense that made you a danger, and that's why you're on here. So take a look at this sculpture and whether you think this guy should be taking this sculpture down, if you think it does attract kids to the area, or whether it is more on parents to mm-hmm. keep their kids away from this house. 22980 or 5767798.
It's interesting.
So can you describe the sculpture? You may have a better image of this up in front of you than I do.
It is almost as tall as the house.
Yeah.
And a pole is in the middle of it, and through some kind of engineering or mechanical fastening or whatever, there are 50 bicycles all attached to one another going up the pole and then attached to each other.
It's a spectacle in this guy's front yard.
It really is.
It would definitely. It's not a large house. It is not a big yard. I don't know how he got this to happen, but yeah, the bicycles are probably 3 feet in the air going up to the top of his house. That's how big this sculpture is. So probably from 3 feet off the ground to 12 feet high. I don't know how tall this house is. But it's huge. It would get your attention for sure when you're walking by.
Mm-hmm.
So should he be taking it down? Because it is going to attract kids there. Kids like bicycles. Kids are going to think it's cool. Kids are going to want to go look at it. Should he be taking this sculpture down, or is it more on parents to keep their kids away from the sculpture? Keeping in mind, too, parents let their kids ride their bikes on their own.
Mm-hmm. Boy, this one is tough.
And again, this guy,
he doesn't have to tell the world anything.
But again, he raped a child.
He did.
Now, it was a while ago.
It was in 2004.
You can argue he's not a threat anymore, mm-hmm. but this guy raped a child.
576-7798. Does this sculpture need to come down? It's a bunch of kids' bikes. Like, it's not even a bunch of bikes where they're mountain bikes that adults would use or racing bikes. It's a bunch of kids' bikes.
Yeah.
Does this thing need to come down because this guy at 45 had sex with a 13-year-old girl 14 years ago and is on that sex offender list for life? Does this thing need to come down? Would you want this to come down if you lived in this area? And if you do live in this area, we would love to hear from you. 576-7798. It's in the Blue Hills area.
Which, yeah, you tell me is east. I've never heard of that neighborhood, but east of UMKC.
71 and Swope Parkway.
Okay.
Is about where that area is.
It could be anywhere, though. If this was in your neighborhood. And to me, it doesn't matter how long he's on the sex offender registry. I do make a distinction in my head, though, about what he did. Because to me, that indicates a level of threat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he had done something that we might deem as not being worthy of being on the registry, that might be a different conversation. But this guy did.
576-7798. We'll get to your calls and text messages coming up next. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Should this guy have to edit his front lawn? 576-7798 is the phone number. If you haven't seen it, there's a Kansas City neighborhood man who's got a big old sculpture. And it's a sculpture of bicycles. When I say big, Jamie, this isn't just like four or five. It's like 30 or 40 bikes all pieced together, stacked as high as the house.
Yeah, so he's got a one-story house. It's not a very big house. It's not a very big yard, which is what makes this stand out. And so the sculpture is probably, I don't know, 5 feet wide, 5 feet deep, a couple feet off the ground, and it goes to the top of the house. It definitely would get your attention, partially because it's odd and also because it's huge. He is a registered sex offender. If you look at the sex offender registry, he was convicted of statutory rape of a child. He was 45 at the time. He's 57 now. At the time, the child was 13, 14. So this is legitimately the kind of thing that we have the sex offender registry for. People who live in this area, neighbors, think that that sculpture is attracting children to his house to look at this sculpture. They want him to take it down. In fact, they're upset that they didn't know that a sex offender lived in that house in the first place. They say he should have told them that he lived there, so we can have that debate. But they say that it should be taken down. And it's interesting. We'll get to a couple of your calls. And if you live in that neighborhood and you're aware of this sculpture, we would love to hear from you. Somebody asked a couple of questions that I think are really interesting. Number one, does anybody know if this neighborhood has a homeowners association? And if so, would your homeowners association govern something like that? Would they be able to go to him and say, take it down? Somebody also asked, does the guy have dogs or could he have dogs? It's an interesting point. What else should sex offenders not be allowed to have or do because of the possibility that it would attract children?
To me, having a dog that you keep inside most of the time is not the same as having a giant piece of artwork built out of kids' bikes. I don't think they're very much the same.
But if you have a dog, it's a good point because it would be something outdoors. Like what if, I don't think this yard has a fence, but what if the guy had a fenced in front yard and let his very cute dog outside to play? And that would attract kids to play with the dog at, you know, out by the fence. The dog's barking as they walk by and they go play with the dog.
The house has, I'm guessing it's 3 feet high. Of a metal barred front fence. Like that's it right there.
Oh, see, I didn't even see that in the picture. That's so it right there. He could have a dog.
Yeah, a dog's not the same as this thing. This thing is giant. This thing is odd.
I know it's not, but to me, it's a parallel argument. What should sex offenders not be allowed to have outdoors of their house that would attract children?
Do you think this thing should come down?
No.
Okay.
Because I sort of go to the, this is where I say, change the law first. We don't have laws that, to my knowledge, now somebody tell me if I'm wrong. To my knowledge, we don't have laws that dictate things like this for sex offenders. Now, if HOAs have laws about it, somebody tell me, does your HOA have specific rules that apply to sex offenders? That say, now I don't know if HOAs can do that. But to my knowledge, we don't have a law that says sex offenders can't put sculptures out that might attract children, or sex offenders can't have dogs that might attract children. So as long as we don't have a law that says he has to, no.
I'd take it down. To quote our own Dana Wright, take it down, creepy McCreepy. This is weird. This is wrong. It attracts the wrong attention. And you know what? If there are people out there that are connected to this incident that happened back in 2004 that still are mad about it, and I'm sure there are, this guy just put a big old bullseye in his house. This was stupid.
But is it not your job as a parent to be aware of where the sex offenders are in your neighborhood and to keep your kids away from those houses?
Do most people do that, do you think?
I don't know, but you should. Isn't that your responsibility as a parent to know where any threats are in your neighborhood and keep your kids away from those threats? Why is it on the individual to protect your kids? Why is it not on you?
576-7798. Should it come down? Let's go to Carmel in North Kansas City. What's up, Carmel?
Hi. So in my line of work, I work with felons. I work with sex offenders predominantly. And, you know, he should take that down because he can go back to jail. He can literally be up and, like, going back to jail.
Is this in violation of his parole or something?
Yeah. He can't be within a certain amount of feet within children.
But how do you that's interesting. I mean, but he can't control. Now, feel free to correct me. Hold on a second.
Carmel, hang on one second.
Feel free to correct me on what the law says. But my knowledge of the law is that the law dictates where sex offenders can live in relation to where children gather. But he can't, to me, he can't help if kids walk by his house, if kids that live a mile away walk by his house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. What I'm saying is most sex offenders would never try to attract children. And putting a sculpture up that's going to be like, hey, kids, come to my yard, most of them would not do that because they don't want to go back to jail.
They don't want to take the risk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that.
Then why, and I know you don't know the guy, Carmel, at least I don't think you do, why would he put this, you know, 15-foot high, 6 or 7 foot wide sculpture that is nothing but children's bicycles in his front yard?
It's a hobby.
That's a very good question because, I mean, I'd love to ask him the same thing. Why would you put yourself in that predicament where your parole officer can come literally knock at your door and say, you need to take that down? Because if you're caught with a kid knocking on your door, that puts you at risk. And hopefully that parent, and I'm a parent of 3 kids, I would tell my kids, don't go over there.
I know,
that's really awesome, but don't go over there.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but I want to know what the law says about that. A sex offender cannot help it. Now Halloween's different. You know, they can't put their light on a Halloween.
We've talked about that.
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But on a regular Tuesday afternoon, can a sex offender help it if Girl Scouts knock on his door to sell Girl Scout cookies?
No.
Are Girl Scouts, but that's what I'm talking about. Are Girl Scouts, do they have, that's the best example I can come up with at the moment. Can anybody going door to door like Girl Scouts, is it their obligation to look at a sex offender map and avoid sex offender houses? Like, to a certain extent, I think a sex offender can't help it if a kid knocks on their door.
Yeah, I would say, like, if a kid, you know, falls and scrapes his knee right in front of a sex offender's house.
Is he not supposed to go out and help him?
That's a really good question.
You know, if a kid wrecks their bike outside his house, does he not go out and help?
Kamel, can that, what is the case in that situation? Let's say my daughter scrapes her knee in front of this dude's house. Is she not allowed to go to the door? Is he not allowed to go help her?
If I was a sex offender, I would be like, no, I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'll call your mom. I'll do whatever.
But see,
from a point of view, but I'm not going to go out there and help you because I can get in trouble for that.
And
like,
I think,
what if the neighborhood didn't know that he was a sex offender and you went out there to help her? That a parent could see him do that and they would be like, don't touch my kid. Don't touch that little
but
girl.
But what if he didn't? What if a kid wrecks their bike in front of his house and that kid is hurt and this guy is home and doesn't go out and help? What's he going to get more trouble for? Not helping the kid or helping the kid?
I think the kid, if the kid is badly hurt to where he needs to call 911, he needs to call 911 and just stand there and be like, it's okay, you know.
Kamel, I got to tell you, and you're probably right, but that law sucks.
It does.
That loss, and especially, I mean, and like we've always said, not everybody in there is for the most egregious reasons, but even like, I feel like I would want the neighbor who's on the sex offender list to help my daughter,
yeah,
Britton, if she broke her arm
right
falling off her bike in front of your house. I feel like I'd want that.
Okay, so the text line, now, and maybe we're dealing with different state laws here, but text line says he wouldn't get in trouble for that you have to prove intent, the intent to lure children, that he can't help it if a kid ends up on his front pat, you know, on his front porch knocking on his door.
But I'll tell you what, a sculpture full of kids' bikes is luring.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh,
I think it's him putting up something, or at least, let me rephrase that. Maybe it is luring.
This looks like bait.
But you can't prove it because it's behind a fence, right?
It is.
So the kids have to stay on the other side of his fence because if they don't, they're trespassing. That's why the fence is there. And so if the kid crosses over the fence into his yard, that's not his fault.
I think this is total bait and total luring kids to come in front of his house. And maybe, in his case, is he had sex with a 13-year-old. Maybe he's got a child porn collection and he's going to add pictures of children, your community kids, to his hard drive. This is bait. This thing needs to come down immediately.
But if he's got those pictures already, he's already taken chances with his probation officer or whatever. So he's, in this case, he's just trying to go back to jail, if that's the objective.
Anybody asked him?
Yes. In the story, they knocked on his door. They tried to talk to him, and he didn't answer the door. Yes.
576-7798. Carmel, don't be a stranger. Please call. Obviously, you have a lot of insight. We appreciate you getting in. Bobby, Russ, Steve, stick right there. We'll get to you coming up. That voice you heard is where we go now. Dan Weinbaum in the KMBZ newsroom.
Pork workers sue the feds to keep stronger regulations on their industry. More ahead.
We're taking your phone calls about this sculpture in a yard. Should it have to come down? Turns out the dude is a registered sex offender.
So this is in the Blue Hills neighborhood, which is kind of just east of UMKC. And it is a massive sculpture of a bunch of bicycles that are tied together. It's a one-story house that he lives in. Front yard's pretty small. It's fenced in, and the sculpture is behind the fence. Stands about 3 feet off the ground. It reaches the top of the house, so you can imagine how tall this is. I would think of the size of a big pine tree. That's the best analogy I have. If a big pine tree that size made out of bicycles in his front yard. Neighbors don't like that the sculpture is up. They say it attracts kids to his house. And he is on the sex offender registry for raping a teenage girl. He was 45 at the time. He's 57 now. This was back in the early 2000s. And so they say that because of what he did, that he should be taking this sculpture down.
576-7798. To the phones we go. And Bobby in Kansas City. Bobby, thanks for calling.
Yes, I live about 5 blocks away and have 5 kids. And so I'm very familiar with where this is at. And I don't have any problem with it at all. You know, as long as he's not violating any laws, I don't see that he's doing anything wrong. I think people just don't like the piece of artwork that he's got up in his front yard.
Think it's an ugly piece of art?
It's interesting.
I personally do.
I think that's
part of where they're trying to revitalize. So I think that has a lot to do with it.
Bobby, how long has this thing been up?
It has been up at least a couple of years.
Wow.
I've lived in the neighborhood for a couple of years, so it's nothing new.
So it's been up for a couple of... That's incredibly interesting.
That they're just now getting upset about it.
The woman in the story that is quoted in Fox 4 now has a problem with it. I don't know if she's lived there for years, months, weeks, just moved in. I have absolutely no idea. But did you know before we talked about this story that this guy had sex with a teenager in 2004?
Quite honestly, I didn't.
Okay. Does it change any thought you have of your neighbor?
It's going to be one of those things where I'm going to point that house out to my kids and say, you know, that is a house that you need to stay away from. Don't go up to the house and knock on the door or anything like that. But they're not going outdoors and walking the street without one of us with them anyways. So
tell me again, how old are your kids?
They are 4 to 11.
Okay, because
five kids under the age of 11?
Your kids are young enough that I can see that they're probably not at the age yet where you let them go ride bicycles without you with them. But I was staying home alone when I was 10. So let's say at age 12, would you be comfortable letting your kids ride their bikes or take a walk past this house?
Honestly, not in this neighborhood. I'm just not going to let them do that anyways without adult supervision until they're probably 15 or 16. It's just a rougher part of town, to be quite honest.
Okay.
So I'm just not going to let them, out of, the porch area, the park, without one of us around.
Do the kids notice the sculpture? Do your kids?
They have taken notice of it as we've driven by or walked the dogs by there.
Okay. Hey, Bobby, thanks for the phone call, man. We appreciate you getting in. He says it's been up for a while. That's not in the story, by the way. That's not in any version of the story. It's not a brand new thing. It's just one woman came and complained about it.
Now, is it possible that it started off much smaller and only recently got to this size, and that's why it's getting more attention? Mm. You know, did it start off as 10 bikes, and now it is built up to the size of a pine tree, and that's why people are upset, because it's just become a bigger deal?
I mean... Did it just
magically appear there one day with 40 bikes?
I'm going to bet that it took him a while to put the thing together.
Yeah.
That doesn't look like a one-day project to me. And I'm not a guy who knows a whole lot about art. But Russ is in Kansas City. Hey, Russ.
Yeah, I just we got a zillion laws on the books already. Almost, there's statistically, they say almost everybody commits a crime or two every year. I mean, it's just, we got a zillion laws on the books. And I'm not no fan of pedophiles by no means. I'm actually probably extremely conservative on a pedophile. He probably got too light of a sentence anyway. But I think we have a problem where parents don't want to look out for their kids in this country. And I think we have a bigger problem because we have a bunch of people that can't take care of themselves having kids. And then morally and financially, all of a sudden, we're burdened with having to babysit these kids. Where, like the caller before you would sound pretty responsible, parent, what he basically said, he would explain to his kids the pedophile lives there, stop at that house and leave the guy alone and educate your kids and keep an eye on your kids. It's pretty simple.
Hey, Russ, do you have kids, Russ?
Yeah, I got a 13 to 14-year-old.
Do you ever turn around and they do something that, even though you might be a really good dad, and I assume you are, that you're like, why in the hell did you do that when I wasn't looking?
Yeah, kids can do some dumb stuff, but if you explain to them that, there's a pedophile that lived there and explain it to them in context for their age, and I'm not going to let them run loose if they were seven,
right.
And they're gonna know to stay away from that one or report to me or something. They've seen that person taking a kid in the house or something. I mean, it's, but you got to have good parenting, and that's the problem in this country. I mean, literally a lot of adults that cannot take care of themselves and they're having kids, and we're the babysitters and the financial, child support person. I mean, it's a big problem, and that's that, so you can pass more laws. I mean, if the guy raped, I don't know the whole context, I'd have to look at the case, but if the guy actually raped a 13-year-old when he's 45 and he's on the streets, when, basically 10 years later, that's too light of a sentence. We got it jacked up in this country. We lock up people for prohibition laws that have never committed a crime against personal property for 40 years. Someone rapes a little girl, they're getting 5 or 10 years. It's, the whole thing's jacked up. I mean, but we don't need more laws in the books. I mean, there's a zillion laws. I mean, I had a cop not long ago told me, he goes, I can pull someone over and find something to jack with them for anytime I want. There's so many laws on the books. Well, he wasn't being a jerk.
No, I believe that. Look, I don't think anybody is on here saying we need more laws on the books.
I would like more clarification, I think, though, about because, again, the example that somebody brought up earlier was if you're going to be upset about this attracting kids to the house, what else should we be clear about sex offenders not being allowed to do because it attracts kids? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to allow this, there are other things that sex offenders are allowed to do right now that might attract kids that we don't worry about.
Final word is Karen in Kansas City. Go ahead, Karen.
Hey, how are you doing today?
All right, guys? Doing great.
Couple of things. First of all, I work on the criminal justice side of this, and I can tell you that there are very detailed sex offender regulations on what they can and can't do. There is not anything about putting something in your front yard. Obviously, the only thing I can think of is the Halloween. You know, they can't put Halloween decorations out. They can't be out from 5 to 9 unless they're working, etc. Most of the offenders that I've worked with in the past do not draw that bullseye to their house. They're very clear on what they can and can't do. They have to sign a form every 90 days. Or 180 days or every year based on what their crime was. It's made very clear to them each time they come in what they can and can't do. That doesn't mean that they're going to break the law. But something like a bicycle sculpture is a pretty easy way to get caught. So I can't imagine that being his motive would be to attract attention to children rather in his residence. I can't see that happening. The other piece of this I wanted to mention is I am the mother of a couple of kids. And being on both sides of the track, I'll tell you the best thing that you can do is you can go to the Missouri State Highway Patrol sex offender website. Mm-hmm. You type in your address, and you can see sex offenders that live in your neighborhood and around you, and just educate your children and explain that those houses aren't safe houses and that they need to steer clear of them. Show them pictures of the offender and just make sure that you keep them safe.
It is terrifying if you are one that freaks out easily about sex offenders, about that list. Like, I had no idea how many lived in my area.
Or you don't have to freak out about it. It's just a matter of being educated about who lives near you. Frankly, not just for your kids, but for yourself. I mean, as a single woman who's out by myself a lot, it's something that, you know, I should be aware of. It's something that before you buy a house, you should take a look at that most people don't.
The other thing, too, real quick, and thank you for your phone call, Karen. We appreciate it. I think I kind of briefly mentioned this earlier. If you are someone who is on that sex offender list and you live near someone who hates men or women that take advantage of children, why would you put this giant bullseye on your front lawn that says, hey, look, I raped a 13-year-old?
Because the law is on his side in this particular case. Just because he chose to put art up, there's no rule that says he can't. And what he is doing, and I don't know if this is smart, is trusting himself that kids are going to come up to his fence. Legally, the law is on his side, but he's putting himself on the side of temptation with kids right there, and he's trusting himself to not take advantage of that.
I'm worried for his, honestly, if there are adult men who have a real problem with this that could go over to his house or make that dude's life hell, I would never want to bring any more attention to what happened to me in 2004. And there are people out there that are crazy and would go after this guy just in some sort of revenge plot. If you want to read it, it is up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.